On Zoom. Yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you, Marianne, for remembering.
Thank
And
you.
I also we do need to do the technicality of remembering to do a separate recording for Pam.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So this is our 2022 spring series. And as we sat last year with what we wanted to learn about and grow with this year, it was friendship, distraction, and hardiness, the complexity of this moment. And we'll say more about that in a few minutes. But meanwhile, would you turn off all your noises in your environment as best you can? In general, we ask everyone to stay muted except the speaker. But sometimes if you have a question or we're going to do a discussion, then it's good to just have all the beeps and the noises and the things off so we can just be with each other and listen to what's coming in through each of us. So our discussions, we really invite you to just listen with an open mind and an open heart and participate in any way that feels right to you so that we can sort of explore together and learn some new angles on things, some new information. So we try to be thoughtful, original, and provocative, and we start at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's with a discussion, a reflections we call it, and share a bit about our own lives, and then talk about what we've reflected on from the last week. And that's a really helpful sharing. It kind of keeps the information and the learning alive another week. And then from 11:30 to 12, we do a welcome and a focus. And a focus is a talk by somebody who's volunteered to give a personal story about our topic. So it's kind of the door that opens us into the topic through identifying and learning from one of you, one of somebody who comes here. And then at 12, from 12 to 1, we have our main speaker who shares on the topic. And then from 1 to 1:30, we have a group discussion, some more Q&A if that's desired. So this is how we gather, what we do. And just to say a little bit more about friendship, distraction, and hardiness, our thoughts were that friendship is a part of hardiness. The more friends, real good friends we have, the hardier we can be. And distraction keeps us from tending and strengthening our friendships. And sometimes even from strengthening our hardiness, because we're not getting out and making our bodies hardy. And then friendship can fill in some of the places where we don't feel so hardy, where we might be vulnerable for a time. And so friendship can complement hardiness in that way. Distraction can be a fun way to spend time with a friend. And hardiness helps us meet these times and meet each other. So we're really exploring the relationship between these three. And today's topic is the attraction of distraction. And so we are entering that through our focus with Dorianne Lowe. Dorianne grew up in Baltimore. She received degrees in history, art history, and library science, and was lucky to travel on four continents. For 3 years, she gave lectures and tours at an art museum in Buffalo. And for several decades, she did cataloging and reference work at the Newton Free Library in Newton, Massachusetts. Over the years, she has been active at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Cambridge and has belonged to several different groups, like church groups, a woman's writing group, an alumni book club, activist groups, and Women Explore. So we welcome you, Dorianne, to the Attraction of Distraction.
I just have to say, if Verizon cuts me off for a few seconds, I have been coming right back. So I hope that I don't get interrupted. But if I freeze, I hope that I come back in a few seconds. I am finding myself retired and about to turn 78 in May and frustrated that I am not leading a personally balanced life, That life would be a balance of positive human connection, fun, and a sense that I, in my humble way, am making the world a little better. Since this focus is about distraction from what
I don't know if you can hear us, Dorian, but you are frozen. It's lasting a bit of time, so I don't think there's anything we can do. You might, if you can hear me, you might turn off your video. Sometimes that can help with freezing. It takes less energy to take the video when you take the video out. Dorian, you're muted. Dorian, you're muted. Okay.
Can you keep me unmuted if possible? I don't know if that's possible.
Are you aware that you got frozen?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So that's why that Zoom thing came back on. But now I'm back with all of you.
Okay.
So
yeah. Dorian, you can't unmute another person. You have to do it yourself.
So I'll unmute each time I come back, if I have to come back. All right. I realize I actually do some personally meaningful things. I belong to several networks of nice, interesting people at church, a women's writing group, an alumni book club, and this group, Women Explore, that organizes lectures and discussions. I also have fun reading and watching TV and hope to visit more museums, especially when the virus fades or is managed or controlled. It can be fun listening to music on YouTube and exploring topics on Wikipedia. I also try to do good by listening sympathetically to people and showing appreciation. I also try to stay informed through trustworthy sources, voting wisely and kindly, donating what I can, and signing petitions. I have done less demonstrating since COVID arrived. I recently was in a demonstration supporting climate change awareness and environmental justice outside my church in Harvard Square. There were signs, a very cheerful band, and one person rang the church bells. Some people stopped by to hear and see and watch. I saw two parents holding their small children and dancing to the beat of the band. If only the whole world could be so concerned and caring and happy at the same time. There are things I wish I could be doing or doing more of. I wish I could make more calls like I used to and send more letters or cards. Email has its advantages, but it is not a perfect replacement. I also would like to write a memoir in case I have reflections or stories or memoirs of people to pass on. I could leave picture albums. I made a picture album of pictures from slides I took during two of my three trips to Russia during the 70s and 80s, which include a picture of a young mother in an embroidered blouse smiling and holding her infant on a park bench in Kyiv. I wonder how the two of them are doing now. Event albums. I hope they would be interesting enough to people. I would like to look at my diaries. Maybe I would see an immature version of me, but maybe they would be interesting. I also would like to downsize and organize my small apartment so I could feel comfortable in it, and I would feel happy to welcome guests to share its comfort with me. What is distracting me? This program is about the attraction of distraction. Pleasure is an easy distraction. For my book club, I recently read Wish You Were Here by Jodi Picoult, in which a woman quarantined in the Galapagos receives emails about the early days of COVID in New York from her would-be fiancé, a doctor. The book held my interest, maybe partly because of the Galapagos and the characters, and in spite of the COVID news, I realized that this book had oddly distracted me from the horrible tragedy taking place between the Ukrainians and the Russians. While I, like many people, want a happy social life, have fun, and do good, but don't know how to set limits, I have two theories about my personal distractibility. I am addicted to information and am very curious. I think when I was a child, I thought my knowledge was the best thing going for me. I was a sensitive child with straight hair and glasses. In elementary school, I was always the last one chosen for the relay team. I was also a good student. What was my last sentence?
I was also a good student.
Oh, great. I was artistic and a good student. Knowledge appeared to be my strong point. I am very curious. My parents bought the World Book Encyclopedia, and I love to explore in it. My parents had many interesting books. My father had been with the Signal Corps setting up telephone lines in India during World War II. And one of his books I happily discovered was one called Folk Tales from Bengal. Now I have a small apartment loaded with many books, which I would like to curiously ramble through, like when I discovered recently that I had Madeleine Albright's autobiography. The negative aspect.
You're muted, Dorian.
Are you still hearing me? Did you hear me talk about the World Book?
Yes, and then you said the negative aspect, and then you got muted. Something's automatically muting you.
All right. The negative aspect of information addiction is that I have accumulated too much miscellaneous paper from newspapers, magazines, flyers, outdated and useless information, clippings, and more. I believe I have kept too many letters contained inside solicitations just because the letters could be informative. I'm better off recycling the letters and reading the organizational websites. It would be ideal to get the New Yorker in my mailbox and sit down and at that point look at the cartoons at least. I could continue talking about this, but no one told me things could be a prison or that things could feel like a Berlin Wall between me and what matters most to me. it's not fun to look at and sort through miscellaneous paper, but there can be some gems found in it. And I shouldn't feel like a guilty antisocial hermit if I want to organize it and not leave a mess behind instead of leaving parts of me that people will appreciate and that I would like to be remembered for. I don't want my writings and other such things being thrown out. I'd like someone to enjoy.
She's talking about such important themes and frustrating that we keep losing her because she's really communicating something important.
What did she say about the Berlin Wall? Who wrote that down?
She said that she didn't know that things could be a prison and that the Berlin Wall could keep her from people that are important to her. Was that how she said it?
I don't know. I couldn't get it.
To keep her from people who were important to her.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's just powerful words. So she popped out. Maybe she's going to pop in again.
Can you hear a story in her? Her square is there, but no picture.
Yeah, but there's not even a mute. Yeah.
No, right. There's nothing.
Dorianne, are you coming back in? Do you know? There you go.
Here she is.
What was my last sentence?
Something with the word aspect in it, I think. We were talking about how important the things were that you were sharing, so then I lost track of your last phrase, which I tried to remember.
I remember it.
Wait a moment.
Okay, Diana, what is it?
You didn't want your writings to be thrown out. You wanted them to be appreciated by people.
Yes, that's
okay. Right. So start after that.
Dorianne. I think she's frozen again.
Yeah. Oh dear. We had hoped to be able to get a copy of her talk so we could fill in when she skipped out, but she's had a long stretch of difficult arrangements with Verizon to help her with this problem. So
Susan, if she calls one of us, can we broadcast her phone?
I suppose you could just put the phone near wherever your microphone is.
We could try it. It's...
Yeah.
Did someone hear me make a reference to the Berlin Wall you hear me say I didn't want my writings to be thrown out?
Yes. Yeah. That's where we are now. We're waiting for the next part.
Dorianne, do you think that you could call Marianne and she could put her phone next to her computer so we can hear it that way, even when you're out?
I'm sort of panicked. I saw.
Let's not give Dorianne anything more to think about. So
I want to get this done.
Just take a deep breath, Dorianne. We're really enjoying what you're saying. It's really important what you're sharing. So
let me see. All right. I feel that I may share the same attraction to information with many people because there are so many choices in information, especially with the constant changes in technology. I have to make sure I see people moving. Thank you, Marcia. I have another theory. I belong to a generation that may not have been adequately raised to practice self-care and self-awareness, in addition to kindness to our fellow humans. My parents always told me to think of other people. The minister at my Episcopal Sunday school always said before the offering, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. There was an ideal of the busy, good wife and mother and volunteer. I also knew some single, often working women who didn't fit this ideal, but who were interesting and very good to me. From our early years, we need to be guided and also guide ourselves, asking questions like, what is good about me? How do I, a human, need to improve like all humans? What do I enjoy? What pleasures can I share? Are there things that I have experienced and learned that can help the world? Maybe questions like this will help us decide what matters most to us as individuals and decide what is best for us to do and not to do. I have never been good at decision making. I can't neglect friendship if I spend my whole time watching TV or trying to save the world. I can't avoid things like dishes, doctor's appointments, or paying taxes. I need time to organize my apartment for my mental health. I need to forgive myself if I am ordinary and not a saint or genius. I have lived much longer than my famous grandfather, who had a tunnel named after him, but never saw his children grow up. I do have a cheer for people who have a passion, like in the arts and other fields. Even if they never become Monet or Mozart, they can enjoy what they're doing. The happier they are, the more they might make others happy as well as themselves. I must constantly look inward and ask, what matters most? I must say, you can't do everything, or you may experience burnout. I must accept my limits, but still keep the door open for new passions and experiences. Mm-hmm. So that's the end of my little speech. I hope you heard the whole thing.
Yes. Would you do something for us, Dorianne? Would you read the questions again?
Questions. Let me see. We need to be guided and also guide ourselves, asking questions like, what is good about me? How do I, like all humans, need to improve? What do I enjoy? What pleasures can I share? Are there things that I have experienced and learned that can help the world? Maybe questions like this will help us decide what matters most to us as individuals and decide what is best for us to do and not to do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So we do have 5 more minutes, and would you be able to do some answer questions as long as you stay with
yes,
us?
Yes, as long as I'm not kicked out.
Okay. And if you do kick out, we'll move on to Pam. Okay. So just any comments or questions for Dorianne?
I'm curious who your famous grandfather was.
Oh, that was Clifford Holland. He was the chief engineer of the Holland Tunnel, and he died just a few days before the two links of the tunnel got together. And there's a bust of him at the New York entrance to the Holland Tunnel.
We learn something new each time.
I know.
Are there any other questions to Virginia, and then Martha, and then Mary Rose? You're muted, Virginia. Virginia, you're muted. Oh, okay. I can read those lips. It looked like you kept talking, so that's why I said it.
Let Martha go.
Yeah.
Okay, Martha, why don't you go and we'll go back.
Dorian, you mentioned, oh my God, the magazine that you'd like to, The New Yorker.
The New Yorker.
Do you get The New Yorker digitally?
No, and I can't read the extra ones because I don't have time. I just get the paper one.
I'd be happy to send you some cartoons. I'll do it. Even if she can't hear me, I will send her.
Yeah, she froze.
And she can explain them to me because I don't understand half
Maybe Margaret could help.
Maybe I should just send them to all of you and somebody could explain.
That would be interesting.
Susan Hardy has written, thank you, Dorian. It was a very thought-provoking talk. But I don't know if Dorian can hear us. So, Virginia, you got unmuted.
Okay. So you can hear me now, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Dorian, hello?
Yeah, Virginia is asking a question or making a comment.
Thank you. I don't know if you got the thank you before, but I wanted to especially thank you because I have experienced some of these same things, this where my generation didn't teach me, or my parents didn't teach me how to focus on myself as well as other people. It was always deferring to them, and other people came first.
Right.
Absolutely. And it was considered, you know, in the old days, it was considered selfish and so forth, and a self-centered, my father had this expression, a self-centered son of a bitch, which was really deterrent to being self-centered. And there are times when it's absolutely essential, but it's also wonderful to enjoy your own self. If you don't enjoy your own self, then who in the hell is going to? So anyway, thank you so much. It was beautiful.
And then Mary Rose.
Well, I think we lost Dory again, but I wanted to ask her, growing up in Baltimore, what was one of her favorite things in Baltimore? Because I only flew in once to go to Washington.
Yeah, she's having an unusually difficult time this morning. We don't usually lose her so much.
How frustrating is that?
It is, yeah. Well, we shall move on, and maybe you'll get to ask your question later.